This is Vatican Radio. Sunday, February 2nd, is the World Day of Prayer for Consecrated Life, a celebration set up in 1977 to highlight the gift of consecrated persons for the whole Church. In the United States, the Associate Director of the Church's Committee on Clergy, Consecrated Life, and Vocations is Father John Guthrie. He spoke with Susie Hodges.
I think we find it very useful, especially at the Bishops' Conference, because the bishops in the United States, and I think throughout the world, along with our Holy Father, who actually is a religious priest before he was bishop and now pope, really want to call attention to the men and women who give their lives in service to the Church and witness to the gospel in consecrated life. I think it's very important that we have a day where we can highlight their gifts and what they offer and how grateful the whole Church is for their witness and their ministry.
And when it comes to numbers, what are the numbers of men and women coming forward each year to embrace the consecrated life? I mean, is it an upward figure or is it still lower than you would like?
I think it's a very challenged environment, at least what I can speak to in the United States. The numbers are going down very rapidly in terms of sisters and brothers, especially. To give you some perspective, in 1970, we had almost 164,000 sisters and brothers in the United States. And last year, we're down to about 57,000. So that's a pretty marked decrease. And also the vocation picture, while in certain communities have had some success, overall our studies show that it continues to be extraordinarily challenged. Almost 9 in 10 religious institutes had no new professions in 2013. 1 in 10 had one perpetual profession, and 3% had two or more. So many places are not getting the new vocations that we would like, and that's one of the reasons why we want to highlight this day for consecrated life.
What are the main reasons for it being so challenging to attract candidates for consecrated life?
Well, I think it's a very complicated question, but I think one of the challenges in the United States is simply the increasing secularized culture that we face, and I think that maybe that also provides an opportunity for us, because people, I find, young people in our country and around the world really, are truly thirsty for something more than what they're getting. And religious life is very attractive to those that want to give their lives to something more than what the surrounding culture is offering them. However, I think it's a challenge for religious institutes to get their voice out there, especially the fact that, you know, when I grew up, I was taught by religious sisters, and they were in our classrooms and in our parishes. And now, because of the decreasing numbers and the aging of the sisters' population and also brothers, they're not accessible. We don't see them as much. And that lack of visibility, how would a young man or woman feel called if they're not have access to the presence? Relationship is the key to vocation. So that's a very much of a concern for our religious institutes in the United States.
When you talk to men and women in consecrated life, what do they tell you are the special rewards for them?
Well, I think that they love the fact that they're in a group, a community, that is focused on the Lord and on service. It's really what life is about in the end, and they get it right, and I think they know that. They really are tremendously joyful people, and that exudes from their presence. I think that they like being together, and they like having purpose, and they like the prayer they have, the communal life. I just find them to be delightful, and I think that people that are around them know that they're committed to something more than what this world offers, and that's the witness. I think it's their joy in life that I find most attractive.
And what do they say, though, on the other hand, are the greatest difficulties in adapting, shall we say, to this type of life?
Well, I think the difficulty is, you know, dying to self. It's the difficulty of discipleship. And, of course, it depends on the specific religious institute and the charisms that they have. I mean, consecrated life in our country, like around the world, is anything from a cloistered sister to somebody who's really out there in the world doing active ministry in the streets. So I think it depends a little bit on, in terms of the challenges, in terms of where they are specifically in life and what their institute is doing. I think that the whole question of giving up and letting go is a challenge for anybody. But once they're in and they experience with the joy that Christ brings, I really think most of them don't look back. They really know this is where God wants them to be, and they show that. They're a great witness to the church and to the world.